Take it away, Sissel. So I'll just let you introduce it and run with it.
All right. Well, like Dave mentioned, I had the honor of being able to attend the Art in the Plaza ceremony a few weeks ago when Dave was at the radio conference. So we get to go out on a beautiful fall morning to downtown Dallas to right behind the Cathedral of Guadalupe, the Cathedral Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe, which is pretty cool. And get to see the unveiling of this beautiful artwork by the winning artist, Lori Cusick. And I had the opportunity to not only talk to her, but also to some of the judges. So I'm going to play a few little audio clips from that. And I always like it because you get to hear a lot of the background noise, like the street noise, the airplanes, everyone chattering. But the theme this year was expressions of gratitude. And so I talked to one of the judges who's been around for quite a while, Nick Koons, and he kind of talked about what that theme was and what they were kind of looking for in that. So here's Nick Koons.
This year's theme was gratitude, and that is a big strong sunrise, and who isn't happy for another day, you know? Start all over again. Thank you very much. It's just great.
And so, as Nick is kind of alluding to there, the winning piece that Lori did is a gorgeous, very vibrant sunrise. And the colors are just really bold. And something when I was talking with Nick before the interview as well, as he talked about, is that's one of the things that he as a judge has to look for is not just what it looks like when it's small, but what it looks like when it's blown up on this big wall. Because it's going to be there for a year, and they have to see what looks good in this space. And I can tell you from personal experience, it looks really great. And then it was really cool. I got to talk to a new judge, her first year, and she has an Irish accent, Dave. She says
okay.
From Ireland.
All right, all the better.
And I'm going to do my best to pronounce her name. She did say it for me, but it's Grania Cella, and she said she goes by G for short to help it out. And she's actually a volunteer with St. Vincent de Paul, and she has been an admirer and enjoyed the Art in the Plaza competition for many years. And actually last year, she submitted her own painting. It didn't win, but she did it anonymously because she knows a lot of people at the Catholic Foundation. She submitted it just because she enjoys it so much. And when they found out that it was her later on, they said, you need to be a judge. Mm. She does have a history and her education background in art. She's done some art studies. She's worked for some galleries. And so, I wanted to talk to her a little bit about what her process was, especially for her first year and being such a admirer of this competition, how she went about choosing this art. And also, you'll find pretty fascinating, Dave, that the judges were kind of on the same page on who the winner was going to be this year.
Okay.
So a couple of days before the actual judging, the judges are sent a book of the artworks and the artists write up about each piece. So each artist at home did their own process of picking out their top picks. And then when we came together, we had unanimously all picked this as our top three. So some people had it as number one, number two, but it was the only painting that was unanimous across the board. The reason I picked it, so I've been a fan of Art on the Plaza and these murals they do for years. And what I loved about this is we're kind of in a concrete jungle here downtown. There's bricks and concrete everywhere. And to bring in this beautiful landscape with the dawn, the, you know, sense of gratitude with the dawn of each morning. And the landscape, God's beauty. I mean, this beautiful gift. God has given us this beautiful planet. And it's just a reminder here in the middle of town that God's gift is here. It's everywhere. It's beautiful.
Awesome.
I really just thought it was a beautiful juxtaposition. There were many other expressions of gratitude, but I thought the landscape was particularly...
Oh, we cut off a little bit there.
I like the brogue. Yeah, very nice.
Yes.
You know, I just want to say, I know you've got another clip or two that you're going to play, but I'm looking at the art piece on the website. And people could go to CatholicFoundation.com if you want to see it. It's really colorful
very
and beautiful.
Thoughtful.
Yeah, it just definitely speaks to me.
Yeah, and the title of it is Grateful Heart at Earth Sunrise. And so I thought it was really cool how she mentions, Grania does, about how we're in the concrete jungle and it, getting to see a bit of that God's beauty, his natural beauty that he's given us in the midst of it all. And it really is a stark contrast amongst the backdrop of downtown Dallas. But then, of course, I got to speak to the artist herself. And first question I always have to ask whenever we do these is, you know, how are you feeling about having your artwork displayed here for a year?
Yeah.
And this is what Lori Cusick had to say about that.
Oh, it's humbling. It really is. As I was saying during my speech, I've seen the art that's submitted for this. It's amazing. And I don't know how every year they can just choose one and the fact that they told me today that it was unanimous among the judges, just I have no words. I have no words.
So clearly very grateful for that as well. And I like that she hadn't even found out that she was unanimous until that day.
Yeah.
Just kind of a fun thing.
Yeah. I always like to ask, when you found out.
Yes.
What was your first reaction?
So she did tell this story when she gave her remarks. She was actually, I think she was out in New Mexico, like in the middle of nowhere, and her signal was not strong. She got this call she saw from the Catholic Foundation, but she could not call them back. And so she had to wait several hours because she was out painting in like some beautiful nature area in the valleys of New Mexico and stuff like that. So it took her a while. And then finally, I just asked her a little bit about the location where she based this off of and kind of the theme and how she chose to represent that in her art for the expressions of gratitude.
Based off of a place that I painted on earlier this year when I was at a plein air competition in Pennsylvania. It was a family farm, and it was just one of those places that was peaceful. You felt the presence there, and I felt it every day that I went there to paint. The air was beautiful. The location was beautiful. The people that I met that owned it were lovely, and it just, you fall upon certain places over the years that kind of just stick with you. And then the sunrise I incorporated in because in our darkest times, it is one of the things you can fall on. That the sun is going to come up tomorrow. It's going to be a new day. New things will happen. And I'll survive it. And that's such a comforting gift that we've been given, that we can always just say it's coming up tomorrow. Gonna make it through.
I will also add that the reason that Lori found out about this particular competition is through a friend of hers, Patty, who was a big advocate for her and said that, you know, your art is going to be on there one day. And Patty passed away from cancer a few years ago. And so Lori made sure to point out and be grateful for her friend introducing her to this competition. And I would highly recommend that everyone, next time that you're at the Cathedral Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe in downtown Dallas, stop by the plaza afterwards and go sit there because it is quite gorgeous to come look at, take some pictures with, and kind of meditate on God's beauty after you go to Mass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what an honor. I love going to those. I was really bummed that I was not able to go. It was the day that we were all flying out to Birmingham for the Catholic Radio Conference, and so I'm glad that you got to go and that you got all those clips from the event. So Lori Kusick, congratulations. She is the Art on the Plaza 2024 winner, and she got the $5,000 check. There also were some runner-ups that got $500 checks, so thanks to the Catholic Foundation. You know, they've been sponsors for a long time, and they sponsor our summer event. They're monthly donors through their sponsorships. You hear their spots on the air all the time. We always had such a great relationship with them. So thanks to Bill and Matt and Darina and Michael, and I'm sure I missed somebody, Cheryl and all the good folks over there. They also put on a great event in the beginning of the year.
Yes, in February.
And Hank Herman is going to be their honoree, and he's coming on this show in some Monday. I don't know when it is, but we've got that scheduled because, as you know, Bill Kula, he is on top of things.
Of course.
And he's already got that scheduled. So go to CatholicFoundation.com, CatholicFoundation.com. You can find out more about all the good things that the Catholic Foundation is doing in the Dallas Diocese.